most of these songs that I sang you that were mine, you don't have to have a choir to sing them. Okay? I sing them solo Friday night and Saturday morning. Now, not Sadi Katamar, though I actually even also do Sadi Katamar many times on my own. And obviously you can sing Hatikva without a choir because everybody knows the melody and the congregation sings. We have the choir parts or the harmony for two reasons. One, if you give it to a pianist who can actually really read and they look at it, they get an idea of what the composer had in mind and they can start doing things for you with the piano as though there's a choir there. They can play the piano part, but if they're really looking, they go, oh, let me put that in. Let me add that in for you. If you have instruments sometimes in a synagogue, I don't know, then they can sometimes play the choir parts too. It depends on what you have, depends on how it is. But most of these things that I'm doing for you today are done solo and not done with a choir. Right? One. Two. If you have a choir, great. But here's what I do with a choir in L.A. And it took time for people to understand what we were doing. My choir does not sing facing the congregation. My choir sits in the congregation with the music, and they sing as though they're part of the congregation. And what happens over the last 3 years is that by now, if you'll come on a Friday night to my congregation, you think this is strange. Congregation sings in four-part harmony. Because they're sitting all over the place and it affects the congregation. It took time. It did not happen overnight. It really did not happen overnight. But now if you come in, it's just, the feeling is wonderful. And nobody's performing for you. They're not standing up there like in a concert. They're sitting and praying together with the rest of the congregation, only musically. And it transforms the congregation. But also because a choir in that way becomes a model of a community. Right? So it is a micro community. It's a micro kihila. That's what a choir is. And if you work with them that way, as a kihila kdusha, as a holy community, it affects the community at large. It really does spread it. So, you're Dutch. You know how to sing. Dutch people have had choirs before. If you have them, great. If you don't have them, even if you have four people sing with you, six people, five people, whatever it is, do it and sing with them regularly. And it doesn't have to be four-part harmony. It can be just unison. Or maybe you add a vocal, something. You pick what you can sing. But then ask them to be there regularly with you. And every Friday night when we do it, I say, and thank you so much for the volunteer choir who's here tonight and helped us out every time. And that's it, really. And they sing. And each time they sing more and more and more. And the congregation sings more and more.